Welcome to the Premium Wealth Forecast for September 2021. This is Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astrometeorologist, and as usual, I'm so excited to share the astrology, numerology developments in this powerful monthly forecast. We begin with the universal month number, and then we move to the two lunations, the full moon and new moon, and then we cover in great detail every day of the month. Now, September every year is very special because it's the ninth month, and in numerology, when you add nine to any number, it reduces to the same single digit. So in this case, we are in a five universal year in 2021, and September is the ninth month. We add 9 plus 5 equals 14. And then you add 1 plus 4 and it equals 5. So we have a double 5 energy and a 14 energy for September. And so that means, yes, we've undergone so much change in the astrology with Uranus in the 13 universal month in August with Aquarius energy, but now we're entering a double 5 and it's really the high point of the year. Every year in September when in the numerology code. So five is really about freedom and liberation and basically cutting loose and going with the flow and making quick decisions, taking a risk, and basically following the whole protocol right now, which is the extrication from the old ways, the old themes, paradigms, and being so present that you are not adhering to any old habits at all. And that's really a difficult one because we are habitual beings. So we don't like when things change up like that. But in September, we're definitely going to be asked to really look within a lot. And as you may know from my Star Code podcast, we have all of the slow moving planets now in retrograde. Uranus just stationed retrograde 2 days before the Aquarius full moon on the 22nd, Uranus stationed retrograde on the 20th, and joined Pluto and Neptune and Chiron and Saturn and Jupiter. So that's a big deal. That means the introspection and basically listening within to your inner climate as opposed to being impacted so much by the outer scenery and all of that. That's coming our way that way, which is, you know, difficult to ignore, but it's not necessarily at all to ignore what's going on, but to really go within to stay in that calm place. So in September, the news will be even more powerful because 14, which is the universal month number for September, it governs media. It is the number of the scribe. So whatever personal news you're getting, or in a sense, it's not just the news, it's the info, it's the stream of consciousness, the data that's coming through, the experiences that are just coming one after the next. And so being in a place where you can move very calmly. So in this case, think of the signs that are earth signs that are very much activated now. Virgo, due to the sun being in Virgo now for a month, and Taurus, where Uranus has been and will be for the next few years. Those two earth signs are very grounding, balanced signs. So we are always supported to be able to handle and navigate whatever events come our way, situations come our way. So keyword for the number 5 and 14 is change. 5 sits on a rocker. It faces left at the bottom, right at the top. So symbolically, it symbolizes a pivot point. There is going to be a sense of that, not just in September. The whole year is a 5. And so the whole year is a pivot point in 2021. So there'll be surprises. You may feel more restless, more impatient. But on the other hand, if you jump in with 2 feet, it's a great time to move forward and take that risk. As long as you're not impulsive, right? So reactionary. You can make a lot of changes in a very constructive way. So no matter what, you're going to have to make some choices, some decisions that require you to act pretty fast. It's a very exciting year, a very exciting month. And that means people are important with the number 5. That's part of the excitement is connecting with people who you resonate with, and also meeting people. And it also is about movement, so doing more traveling or any kind of movement, physical movement. So yeah, it's basically the way of moving forward through excitement, through adventure, through liberation. Okay, so we have that theme. And then we have the number 14 show up again in the first lunation, even in the second lunation. And that is Uranus. Uranus is at 14 degrees. Uranus stationed retrograde at 14 degrees and will be at 14 degrees for a long time. And we happen to be entering a 14 universal month while Uranus, the planet of the moment, is on that degree number. So this is a very big deal. So in the new moon in Virgo, not only is Uranus at 14 degrees on September 6th and 7th for that new moon, but the sun and moon will be at 14 degrees in Virgo. So you can see how the universe is really bringing home this number, the number of communication, the scribe, sharing, talking, writing, like I said, news, data, info, very powerful a series of numbers here. In fact, it sets up a code of five fives because we have the 14 universal month, 14 degrees Uranus, 14 degrees Sun, 14 degrees Moon, and a five universal year. So that's five fives. Easy to remember. Now, that basically means anything goes. Okay. Virgo is an earth sign. So Virgo will hold you close. Virgo will say, cross all your T's, dot all your I's. Be super clear on whatever your info is that it is supported by actual raw data. And it's also such an amazing moment because the sun and moon are exactly trine to Uranus, like I said, all at 14 degrees.